AI. So there's a sentence I read this week that made me put my coffee down. Junior engineer at Google is now worth less on a resume than founding engineer at some startup nobody's heard of. Let that sink in for a second. The prestige job is now the safer, weaker signal. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one's about who's actually losing their job to AI right now. Not in some scary future sense, but literally today. Here's the setup. AI for the last decade, if you were a junior developer, your whole value was give me a ticket, I'll write the code, I'll fix the bug. That was the job, predictable, learnable. A little boring, honestly, but it paid the bills and it was the front door into tech. That door is closing fast. Because here's the thing. AI coding tools, the cursors, the copilots, the agent-based tools like Cognition, they are shockingly good at exactly that kind of work. Boilerplate code, standard REST endpoints, basic unit tests, doc strings, the stuff that used to be a junior dev's entire job description. AI machine now does it in about 4 seconds, and honestly, it doesn't even complain about it in Slack. So what happens to the junior dev? Here's where it gets interesting. It's not that companies stopped hiring engineers, it's that they stopped hiring engineers to do that. The job didn't disappear, it moved upward. Companies now want someone who can own a whole problem, architecture, trade-offs, should we even build this and use AI to handle the grunt work underneath them? AI. That's a completely different skill set than I can implement a login form, and I think this is the part people are getting wrong in the discourse. Everyone's arguing, will AI take developer jobs? Like, it's a yes or no question. It's not. It's a sorting question. The work that made you valuable at 22 is evaporating. The work that makes you valuable at 35 systems, thinking, judgment, knowing which fires actually matter, that's becoming more valuable, not less. Honestly, I think this is the most disruptive version of the story because it's not dramatic. AI. There's no headline that says robot fires coder. It's quieter than that. It's just the entry level rung of the ladder getting sawed off while nobody's looking directly at it. That's headliner number one. The bottom is getting automated. The top is getting more human, not less. But here's the thing, while everyone's doom scrolling about junior jobs disappearing, something almost the opposite is happening 2 floors up. Salaries for the right kind of engineer are going up like a lot. AI. Venture-backed startups have pushed median-based salary for software engineers from around 160 grand to 200 grand since 2022. That's a 25% jump. In 3 years, some junior offers, the ones that do land, are coming in around 220k. In a job market, everyone keeps telling you is collapsing. So which is it? Is the developer job market dying, or is it the best time in a decade to be an engineer? Yeah, both. That's the plot twist nobody wants to hear because it doesn't fit in a headline. What's actually happening is the market splitting into AI. On one side, you've got a shrinking pool of I write code when told to jobs. On the other side, you've got an exploding number of roles that didn't even have names 3 years ago. Things like AI reliability engineer, eval and benchmarking engineer, basically someone whose whole job is figuring out if the AI is actually any good and catching it when it's confidently wrong. One hiring manager flat out called evaluation skills, quote, the most underrated skill right now, not a chatbot buzzword, an actual job title with actual budget behind it. AI. And here's the plot twist. Within the plot twist, companies are increasingly picking the scrappy founding engineer from a nobody startup over the polished resume from a big name. Why? Because at a startup, you've already been forced to do everything. Front-end, back-end, infra, shippity yesterday judgment calls, working alongside AI tools instead of them. That messy, chaotic, do-everything experience is suddenly the premium credential. The big company pedigree weirdly signals you might only know how to do one narrow thing really well. AI. So if you're thinking, wait, didn't we just say big tech was the safe bet? Yeah, for decades it was. Not anymore. The safe bet became the risky one, and the chaotic startup grind became the flex. Quick hits before we go. Anthropic and OpenAI are apparently locked in a hiring arms race for anyone who can build and evaluate agent systems. And yes, they are throwing money at it like it's 2021 again. Big tech, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, Meta, Nvidia are collectively hiring AI engineers by the thousands, mostly to bolt AI features onto everything they already own. AI. And someone on Reddit summed up the whole vibe perfectly. They said, most people complaining they can't find a tech job are looking at the wrong job boards entirely. They're checking LinkedIn when the actual openings are sitting quietly on YC's job board and startup career pages, basically unadvertised. Which, if true, means half the AI took my job panic might actually just be I didn't know where to look panic. So here's the big picture connecting all of this. AI isn't erasing the developer, it's regrading the test. The old test was, can you write correct code? AI machines pass that test now, easily, cheaply, at 2 a.m. without coffee. The new test is, can you decide what's worth building? Can you tell when the AI's answer is subtly wrong? Can you own a mess end to end without someone handing you a ticket first? And that's genuinely a harder test. It's also, I'd argue, a more interesting one. So the real question isn't, will AI take your job? It's whether you're still optimizing for the test that's already over. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.